What's up and good morning, everyone. Colin Morgan here, and welcome to another episode of the Daily Grind Business Podcast, where I interview successful business owners and people 5 days a week in hopes to inspire the next great entrepreneur. Hey everyone, quick question for you all. How many of you wake up in the morning and enjoy a cup of coffee? Well, I'm sure the majority of you are saying me, and I'm the same way. I love my coffee in the morning, but it wasn't until recently that my coffee started to like me. See, I woke up, brewed a fresh pot of coffee, but after my first cup, I had a weird feeling in my stomach, and I always felt sick, and I didn't know what it was. Until recently, I was introduced to bulletproof coffee when everything changed for me. Okay, so I want to do the same thing for you all. I want to introduce it to you. So I want you to go to dailygrindpodcast.com. Okay, on the right-hand column, there's going to be a link for Bulletproof's website. I want you to click on that link. Is it an affiliate link? You better believe it, okay? I want you to click on that link, and I want you to purchase Bulletproof coffee. Now, not only that, I want you to get some brain octane oil. Why? Because you might as well get brain octane oil and really crush your day. See, this is for people who really take life seriously and want to wake up feeling great and make positive changes in their life. So again, visit dailygrindpodcast.com. On the right-hand column, you're going to click the Bulletproof link. You're going to go on the website. You're going to purchase coffee, and you're going to purchase the brain octane oil, and you're going to start crushing your mornings. Now, everybody, today on The Daily Grind, we have with us Mr. Robert Glazer. Robert is the founder and managing director of Acceleration Partners, the co-founder and chairman of Brand Cycle, and the author of the best-selling book, Performance Partnerships. He has extensive experience in the consumer, e-commerce, retail, online marketing, and ad tech industries, partnering with brands such as Adidas, Textile, Reebok, Target, Gymboree, and Warby Parker. You can read Bob's inspirational Friday Forward posts each week at www.fridayfwd.com. Robert Glazer, welcome to The Daily Grind. How are you doing today?
Good, Colin. Thanks for having me.
Super excited you're here. Now, Robert, for those people out there who are, say, being first introduced to you, haven't heard of you before, if you don't mind just expanding on your intro a little bit, sharing a little bit more about who you are and what you do.
Sure. I'm the CEO or managing director of Acceleration Partners. We are a leading performance marketing agency. We run large scale affiliate programs for brands across the world, which are performance based marketing campaigns where people only get paid when they do what the brand wants them to do. So we really enjoy that, work with some great companies, and also focus a lot on our culture and as much on the product and service that we do as how we grow our business. I wrote a book last year called Performance Partnerships, which is really about our industry, and I'm in the process of wrapping up my second book as we speak.
That's fantastic. Now, give us a little preview. What's the second book about?
Give me a little more of my culture book. It's taking a lot of the themes of Friday Forward, which is an email I send every Friday. It started as an email to my team to sort of have send something inspirational, challenging, thoughtful quote on Fridays. People started forwarding around, told me they were sharing it with friends and family. So then I started sending it to some other people, and it's grown to about 35,000 people each Friday across the world. So I've taken a lot of the learnings that I've gotten from that and some of the themes and rolled it into a book on building capacity in yourself and in others as a leadership strategy.
Absolutely. I love it. Now, Robert, what I'd like to do is kind of go back in time, because I think a lot of people see someone like yourself, super successful. You have a second book coming out. You have an amazing company. You've been on a lot of platforms. Kind of walk us through your entrepreneurial journey a little bit, if you don't mind. Take us back to the early days. What led you to kind of what you're doing right now?
Yeah, I have a phrase I like to say that entrepreneurialism is only sexy in the rearview mirror. I think a lot of people look and don't see the struggle that comes to get to some places. In fact, I have a friend who had a liquidity event recently, and I saw him the day after, and you know, he and his wife were talking about how, you know, the last time they were in that office, they were discussing with the attorney much less desirable things and financial sort of difficulties, and that, you know, this was the first time in 20 years that they hadn't had a personal guarantee on everything that was going on. So my journey is similar. I think as someone who was always entrepreneurial, I struggled in the traditional school and education and was probably pretty much labeled an underachiever because I just wasn't interested in a lot of the theory. I learned by doing. I love testing and playing. In fact, recently I went back and read my report card that my father read at my rehearsal dinner from when I was 5 years old in preschool. And if you were writing my performance review or 360 today, it would be the same thing. You know, it was like, kind of, he likes to do what he likes to do and play with it and figure it out and doesn't like the structure. So I think, you know, the turning point for me was probably about 5 years ago. And I think for a lot of people, when they really do the hard work to figure out their core values, their purpose, who they are, and then stop apologizing for that and start aligning their whole life around it. And I think when I started really redefining what I wanted from my life and connected that to my business, and as I said, decided to be unapologetically me and seek people on my personal journey and professional journey that shared the same values, that was really a turning point for me.
Really interesting. So how long have you been in business, like with the current business that you're in?
This is our 11th year, but more, I would say the business that we're in now has been about 7 or 8 years.
Okay, fair enough. And what did you do before that? Were you in a corporate job? Or have you always been an entrepreneur? Like, what was the story before you started this?
I worked successively smaller companies. This is the first growing company. So I out of school, I worked at strategy consulting. Then I went to an incubator and I really liked working with growth stage businesses and went to an early stage venture fund and then jumped in and worked on operating a growth stage business for a few years. And all of that, I realized that in consumer businesses, it really became about customer acquisition. And there are a lot of great ideas out there, but you don't really have a viable consumer business unless you can figure out how to acquire customers smartly. And I used to help businesses kind of get off the ground and with their business plans and the growth stage. And that's actually a hard place to make a business. And then I really got into the acquisition space and particularly online as it was starting, and got into affiliate marketing because I just thought it was such a great model where I've always tried to find the win-win business development and partnership and not have to use a lot of money but leverage relationships. And this was a model where people can set up relationships where they're paid for what they deliver. And it's you know, people are working together, both trying to get a good outcome, and it's not win or lose.
Really interesting. Love that story. And kind of, if you don't mind, like there's people out there who are in the early stages of starting their business or they have this idea. What can you say to those people? Like, what piece of advice early on would you give someone like that?
Probably two pieces of advice.
Okay.
And first is that, you know, do something you're passionate about. And I don't say that in the rainbow and unicorn way. It's just that because entrepreneurship is hard and because you'll have all those near-death experiences and stuff, I think, you know, resilience comes from a deep feeling that, you know, you just have to do that. I think it's easier to give up on something you don't care about.
Yeah.
And so when you're in that grind, I think that you really need to love what you're doing, be passionate about it. If you're doing it because you think it's an economically good thing to do, it's going to be hard to persevere. And then the second, I wrote about this actually this morning. I've gotten a ton of notes in a Friday Forward called Prism and Laser. Okay. But it was about, there's two types of entrepreneurs that I see. One called a prism pulls, and a prism, you know, takes light and sort of shines in a bunch of different direction. So they start to have early success. And when they have early success, they start to diversify and do lots of other things. And pretty soon their core thing is suffering and all these new things are not doing very well. And you know, I said the other is sort of Lisa the laser. And Lisa, when she sees success, she doubles down even more on what she's doing and focuses on becoming really great. And I've seen every entrepreneur really hockey stick their success when they stopped spinning out and doing new things and actually pared back and just really focused in. I think sometimes we're visionary, we have lots of new ideas, and you just have to box those in the service of your core rather than letting them become distractions.
I think I love that piece of advice because I see it all the time, and that's something that I still struggle with, right? It's like I'm seeing success here, but then I see other areas and you want to kind of get your foot in the door and these different things, but doubling down on what you're good at is truly the best thing that you can do. And let's kind of talk about your resilience, because I know you've been in business for 11 years, 7 years, what you're doing now, like you had said. Walk us through some of those obstacles that you've had to overcome as an entrepreneur.
Yeah, I mean, the first one you have to become is you know, do I want to do this? And this moves from me doing everything to needing to hire and trust and lead and manage people. And I did not think that that was something that I wanted to do. In fact, I didn't want to grow the business because it was going to become complicated and I'd have to deal with stuff like HR and otherwise. And then you realize that that is a very that really limits what you could do. I had taken the business fundamentally as far as I could take it without, you know, selling enough of my time. So transitioning to a mindset of really figuring out how to hire smart people, coach them, get out of their way, stop being a doer and start being a leader. I even see that within all of our managers. That's a really hard transition.
Yeah,
I think the other thing when you're growing a fast business and a services business is that you will start to break people and you grow faster than their capacity. And there's some just really hard decisions that need to be made that I was definitely slower than I should have been. And I think if you talk to every single person around personnel decisions where they realized that what they needed had changed and they had grown people, but these people became their friends and they helped them get there. But the best entrepreneurs I know are just really good about making those decisions. And it doesn't mean you can't do it respectfully and have these conversations, but they just, you know, they don't get emotional about past performance and they really focus on what they need. But, you know, I try to get not too high and too low, but I've had various crises of faith. Do I want to be doing this? You know, a few years ago, I thought we felt our industry was sort of too small. And even if we dominated it, it wouldn't be interesting to us. And then we really sat down and redefined the industry and wrote the book and said, no, there's a much bigger opportunity here. So, yeah, you gotta like what you're doing and you gotta like who you're doing it with in order to survive the inevitable roller coaster.
Love that. And kind of talk about, say, how self-education has played a part in your journey, because I know it plays a part in every successful entrepreneur self-educates himself, reads, does those things. But for you, I'm wondering, has there been a mentor out there or one or two mentors that have had a real impact on you?
Yeah, I've worked with a bunch of different coaches, advisors, mentors over the years. I over the past 2 years, I've worked with two coaches and mentors, really different. One is a growth coach, Cam Harold, actually, who's hails from Canada, really focused on scaling and growth, and one of the best people I know on kind of if you're growing a business at 50 to 100% a year, the systems and things that you need to do because he's done it. I also work with another mentor more holistically across the pieces of my life that are family, community, business, which inevitably intertwine. And I've been in groups like EO where I have a forum. So I'm always, and I have a board of advisors. I always want to be the dumbest guy in the room. That's really my goal. You know, Jim Rome says you're the average of the five people you hang out with the most. And so I'm always want to be, you know, the lowest on that scale and try to find people that are looking, you know, if you just create your orbit around people who are looking to grow and get better and who aren't satisfied, then that will drive you. I mean, a forum that I'm in EO, it's just an incredible group of human beings who are committed to excellence in their family and their business and their communities. And, you know, when we meet and one guy's running a marathon and the other's doing a 10K and the other's doing a triathlon, you know, I'm like, I got to do something. So it just raises, you know, being around people like that raises the bar for me. And it's something that I try to always be doing.
Yeah, and it sounds like they're into human development, growth, and progress, which I think is super important, even if you're not an entrepreneur and you're in business. I think always seeking progress and just getting better every single day, those little wins, those little steps are going to lead to your bigger goals. And it sounds like that's kind of the process that you go through with your groups and mentors and coaches that you've been in.
Yeah, and you know, I've taken that further as a leadership strategy for my business in terms of the book and this notion of building capacity. We focus on making people better holistically, raising the bar and then coaching them to get over it so that they're accomplishing things in life and business and at the same time. And we're actually increasing their ability to do and take on more, not kind of trying to grind them more in the service of the business. You know, so in addition to seeing people really get promoted and stuff at work, I see that very correlated to them, you know, getting their schedule under control, becoming better parents at home, getting exercise and health. And I say I've never seen someone who's a, you know, stressed out financial, you know, mess at home who can't prioritize anything, and they walk into work and they're a rock star. It just doesn't happen that way.
Yeah, it sounds like you really need to be able to create that balance, because you're right. If you're having trouble at home, that correlates over to work. And if you're having trouble at work, that correlates over at home, right? It's just an endless cycle that you need to be able to break.
Yeah, so we've said, hey, what if we even just focused on making our employees better outside of work? Yeah. Like, what if we spent 80% of our time on that, and would they perform better at work? And I think our all the data tells us they do, and it just, that feels a lot better, right? They are doing things they haven't done before. They subscribe that to working in this environment, and I think it's sort of the ultimate win-win in that we're getting a better person at work, and their kids and spouse and people around them are getting a better person at home.
Love that. Now, Robert, before we take a quick break here, what I'd like to ask is, you can choose your age here, but I'm wondering if you could go back in time and offer yourself a piece of advice or a piece of wisdom, what that would be and why.
I'd probably go back at one of the things I think that delayed my entrepreneurialism in terms of really being a strike it out, is that I had very strong convictions, but I had a lower risk profile. Okay. I think at any point on 10 or 20 or 30, I would have tried to coach myself to really believe in my convictions, go with them. And I would have particularly tried to engage myself in learning, you know, more, I think, in my early teenage years, where, again, the traditional subjects didn't interest me. But when I found what I really loved, I became a voracious learner. So that's the goal for me and even my kids, is try to just figure out what it is that they like and click them into that. Because I think that's, mm-hmm. once you start learning about what you want to learn about, then you love learning and you just start growing at a faster rate.
I love that. Now, everyone, we're going to take a lightning quick break, hear from our sponsors, and be back with the overtime round. Do you have a product or service that you're trying to sell? Are you driving traffic from an ad to a website like everyone else? Isn't it frustrating that when you're going on a website, you're trying to look for something specific, it takes you 5 to 10 minutes to even find that product? See, that's because people don't have a sales funnel. Wouldn't it be nice to go to a website where you're looking for, say, a shirt? And it takes you directly to the shirt that you love that fits your body. Not only that, it then shows you a sweater that goes nice with that shirt, nice pair of pants, maybe a pair of shoes, and then drives you to the checkout where it's simple to make that payment. See, that's called a sales funnel. And that's what a lot of businesses, people who have a product or service, are missing. And I want to introduce it to you. Listen, it's been difficult in the past to create a sales funnel because there hasn't been a product out there to help you with the easiness of it. But now there is. This is called ClickFunnels. And if you haven't looked at it, you need to. What I want to do for you all is hook you up with a free 14-day trial to try ClickFunnels for yourself. Now, after this 14-day trial, if you don't feel like you've seen the value, contact me directly and I'll do some marketing help for you for free. That's how amazing this product is. So what I want you to do is go to dailygrindpodcast.com. Below in the description of this podcast, I'm going to give you a link for your free 14-day trial for ClickFunnels. I want you to click on that link and sign up for it. because if you don't have a sales funnel, you need to start incorporating one in your business or you're missing out because people are doing exactly what I share with you right then and there. So again, go to dailygrindpodcast.com. Below in the description of this podcast, you're going to see a link for a free 14-day trial for ClickFunnels. I want you to click on that link, sign up, get to know how to use it. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me. That's how much I believe in this product, and that's why I want to introduce it to you all. So go ahead and get your free 14-day trial for ClickFunnels today. Robert, we're back. You ready for overtime?
Ready for overtime.
Let's do it. Robert, what motivates you to keep grinding? Like, what gets you out of bed every day and just fires you up to do what you do?
Just want to be great. I think a lot of us are good and we're fine with good. I think at this point in my life, I'm thinking a lot about my legacy and how, what can I create in myself and in others that will, you know, live beyond me. And I don't want to do any, if I'm going to do it, I want to do it really, really well. I don't want to be doing anything average in my life at this point.
Love that. Now, I'm wondering for yourself, if you're a podcast listener, say provide our audience with a podcast that you really are enjoying right now. And if not, like, share us a book that you're reading right now.
I'm reading three books right now. I tend to alternate and they are interesting how they intersect. I'm reading Ray Dalio's new book, Principles, which
Love
is
that book.
One of the best books I've ever read. Yeah. It's my new, I have more writing and pages marked in that. It's sort of my new managerial Bible. Yeah. I feel like we've always done a lot of that stuff, but he did it at such a scale that it gives us permission to say, look, this stuff really works.
Yeah.
Reading Originals by Adam Grant.
Okay.
And also The Essential Executive by Peter Drucker. And again, there's some interesting themes that intersect. I tend to rotate between a few books. You know, I'm an entrepreneur, ADD. I get bored easily. So it's good. And I have buy 10 books for every one I read. So it's kind of, my desk is overwhelming at this point.
Love that. Now, Robert, you know, as an entrepreneur, routines are everything, even though you want to be able to break up those routines. But I'm wondering for you, what's a daily routine that you go through that you really can attribute to your success?
I went all in on a new morning routine a few years ago. Okay. I read The Miracle Morning, which I know a lot of people have, Hal Eldred's, and I really have rearranged my whole day where I take that time to be intentional. I built something called the Whole Life Dashboard, which is downloadable for free at FridayFWD.com. And it's an alignment tool for me. It looks at my values, my long-term goals, what I'm doing this quarter. I actually get down to, like, what are the three things I need to do each day? What are my key relationships? Thinking through some of my goals. And I spend that 5 or 10 minutes a day to be intentional. And I combine that with exercise and journaling and reading, but I really try to spend, you know, the two things are offense. You know, I aspire to spend my time on offense in the morning, not checking email, not being reactive, so that I start my day. I've also eliminated morning meetings, morning calls, and as the demands for my time exceed the capacity, I realize that if I start my day behind, I'm stressed and I never catch up. So
yeah.
If I have that half hour, if I figure out the three things I had to get done that day, if they're done by 11, if I have a couple good hours to really work, I'm not good at reading things and editing them late in the day. I mean, I'm an early riser and I get my eyes get weary. Mm-hmm. So the afternoon is a good time for me to do calls and podcasts and things that are more sort of oral and not written and focus. I think it's a lot of it is, it's similar to some of the themes that Dan Pink talks about in his new book, When, on how the timing and the science and timing of things. So that's really how I've designed that. And I need to really keep that time. And people might say, oh, I see you have 2 hours in the morning. Can I grab that time? And I have to say, no, like that's, I'm the CEO of a 100-person company. I need time to actually do the things that I need to do.
Yeah,
you
no doubt.
Can't have my schedule 80% of the day. So I've gotten really good at saying no. Or if they want that time, then what other time are you going to give me back? Because if you just give out 100% of your time, you will be totally reactive to the rest of the world. And my job is to think ahead and plan and be strategic and actually try to get out of the day to day.
Love it. Now, what's been your most successful form of marketing to date?
In terms of personally or company?
whatever you want to go down. Let's talk personally.
I mean, I think the Friday Forward thing is a great example of something I just started doing, and it turned into this massive, a little bit of a movement. And in not asking anyone for anything and then giving first, I've gotten so many opportunities. And I was invited to speak at the keynote event for a large global retailer for all their U.S. store managers last week in Miami, Florida. And that came from someone being on that list, following it, and then saying, I'd love you to come speak to my team on some of these themes of inspiration. But it goes to my greater theme, I think, in our corporate marketing and personal marketing. We just try to create value for other people. Try to create value for others first, and good things will happen. You know, there's a quote that marketing is the price you pay for a bad product or an inferior product. And I think it's true in that, you know, Gary Vaynerchuk talks a lot about, you know, being a media company. You know, he doesn't market his agency. He has this media company that connects with a lot of people, and it drives his agency business. And that's sort of the future of, there's a lot of advertising out there. And we try to do things that are good and high quality and are impactful for someone else, even if the return to us is not clear right away.
Yeah.
Like, we do dinners and we invite people and we get into roundtable and we have an expert speaker. And at the end, people say to me, well, where's the sell? You know, don't you want something from us for these things? And I say, look, if I get smart people to smart people and connect you, and good things will happen. So that's generally my strategy to marketing and networking and everything else, which is create value and give first. There's so many networkers out there who just want to, you know, schedule a meeting or meet with me or someone else. So tell me all the ways that I can help them.
Yeah.
And I don't know who's excited to do that.
Definitely. Now, Robert, we've heard a lot from you today. You've shared a ton of great content. We covered a lot of topics. I always say my audience remembers nothing from today's podcast, but they can go home with one thought. What do you want that one thought to be?
I think the thought would be one of my favorite quotes, which is, okay, how you do anything is how you do everything. And just do a great job at the little stuff and worry about your personal brand. And again, create value, and I think the rest will take care of itself.
Love that. Now, Robert, what's the best way for our audience to connect with you and learn more about what you got going on?
Sure. If they want to check out our business website, it's accelerationpartners.com. And you can jump on there, download a chapter of my new book. Definitely sign up for Friday Forward. It's FRIDAYFWD.com. If you want to get on my weekly newsletter, and then my personal website, which has all the different company speaking stuff that I work on, is robertsglazer.com.
Fantastic. I will share all those links. Visit his site, sign up for the Friday Forward. That's FWD.com. And I'll be sure to do that for you all, and best ways to connect with him. And as you can see from this interview, success is driven by passion, hunger. Everyone has to overcome obstacles. Everyone has a story. Start building yours today. We had the chance today to speak with Robert Glazer. Robert, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule and coming on the show with us today.
Thanks so much.
It was a pleasure. And if you liked today's episode, everyone, please be sure to hit that subscribe button. Leave us a comment. Share it with your friends. Until next time, Colin Morgan signing off. And always remember to keep on grinding.